for the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and for the next 90 minutes, we've got a 90-minute spectacular. Yes, it's true. We're going to have Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston joining the program. They're your psychic dynamic duo of the day, and I can't wait to have them on. If you've been pre-screened, we're going to get to all of you that we possibly can, and if you haven't been pre-screened yet, hang tight. There's still hope. I will tell you, though, that when you call into the show, your line is automatically placed on mute, which means that you could have a rock concert going on in the background, and I can't hear you. So when you're on here, and I'm telling you this because there's a few people today that I'm trying to pre-screen, your phone's on mute, and I go, hello, caller. You probably think you're talking to me, but I can't hear you to hear anything you're saying. So you're going to have to unmute your line. You're already pre-muted here. So don't worry. Your secret's safe with us. You can do anything you want. Here's a roadmap of where we've been for the week, also where we're going, so that way you can set your calendars accordingly. If you're watching the show, number one, we've got a whole bunch of sponsors that are on the program right now, including the Ladera certified wellness grade teas and our anti-aging products. Of course, I'm shamelessly shilling for them. So if you want to be beautiful and have great tasting tea, there's information on the ads that are going through. You can also contact me and I'll help you out. But take a look at our sponsors. If anything resonates with you, go help them out. They are wonderful people. So here's what's been going on this week on the show. Here's also what's coming up. On Monday's show, we had Ken McGorry out of New York talking about his paranormal thriller called Ghost Hampton, and it's a page turner for sure. He's also a founding member of the rock band called The Achievements out of the Northeast, and he's talking a little bit about some of the music dates that they're playing right now. Last night on the show, we had Dagmar and Glenn Bryant out of the UK. They were put in contact with me by our very own Mary Lou Monroe Ray out of Brisbane, Australia. This couple is a husband and wife, and they are psychics. And so they did kind of what we're going to do today, except Doug and Zoe aren't married. And I'm not trying to play matchmaker because, they have their own lives. But Dagmar and Glenn did it kind of like a twofer, like we're going to do today. So if you want to go back and listen to that, please do so in the archives. By the way, they were calling in from Honolulu, Hawaii on part of a business trip. And, as hard as it is for me to believe, they actually are doing business there. But when you say Hawaii, you think all of the business is done under the palm trees with a pina colada. But go listen to that show. That was fun. On Friday's Friday morning dance party, we're going to be starting the show at 8 a.m. with hour number one with Craig Ramo out of Miami, Florida. And in hour number two, the Melba Moore is joining us in hour two for her brand new album. And I can't wait to have both of these talented artists on the program. That will be super fun. Speaking of super, on Saturday, we're doing a Saturday Super Gay Radio special. We haven't done one in a while because my co-host and I decided we wanted to take a little bit of time off for the summer, which meant for me not getting up at 6 on a Saturday morning, and for him it meant going on vacation. So we're going to be doing a Saturday Spectacular on Super Gay Radio right here, and that's going to start at 8 a.m. Our guest will be Mr. Chris Ando, who is the author of the bestseller called Delusions of Grandeur. And Chris has not only been on the show as a guest before, he's also been my co-host on Rated G Radio for just pop culture and, telling tall tales. So it will be a fun hour, and I can't wait to be back on the show on Saturday. So as we get started here, now we got so many callers, I have to go find Zoe and Doug. Okay, Zoe, there you are. You're live. Doug, there you are. You're now live. Welcome to the show. How are both of you?
Very good.
Doing well. How are you, Garrett?
I'm awesome. I've had a half a cup of coffee, and I got a half an hour of cardio in before the show, so life is good.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah. So what exciting news do you want to share with the listeners before we get ready to kick it off today?
Oh, a couple things. First of all, Doug and I are now featured at a local venue in Tacoma, Washington, every Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Karina's Bakery. And we do publishings regularly on Facebook to inform people. So if you'd like to look us up on Facebook, please do. I am at Get Zoeified. That's my page name. And Doug Johnston, you can find him under Doug Johnston. So this is a new regular venue for us. It's been very successful so far. So come check us out if you're local. And also, Doug and I have a little explanation as far as there's a new aspect coming in regarding the planet Saturn. And my interpretation of it is this. This is a time when people are being called up to stand up and speak your truth. And we're in a window where the underbelly of many situations is now being exposed. We see it played out in both politics. People probably see it playing out in their work, their personal lives, people around them, family, friends, and so on. So it's a little bit of a crunchy time. Recently, there was a story here of a local spiritual leader who had engaged in, let's say, some inappropriate behavior. And over a month period of time, several people joined forces to unroot this problem. And it required many people to stand up and say, okay, no more. So we're going to be seeing more of these kinds of situations crop up. And at the same time, this is going to cause a lot of unrest, as we're seeing in the news right now. So I'm going to pass this over to Doug, and he can give more of the proper astrological perspective. So, Doug, take it away.
Well, there's the Jupiter going forward, but we also have Mars has gone direct as well. So things are going to speed up right now and really kick ass and move. And Zoe's very right about as far as truth is going to be exposed, and people are have to own up with what they have created. There will be a midweek. We've got Venus coming into play. Venus is currently in Virgo, which it does not like being in. So there'll be a square that happens there, and it's going to make people look as far as their love life, and they're going to have to look at their financial system and own that as well, but know that they can walk right through it, that everything is possible if they believe it is. So it's more justice has to come to the surface. That's the big game.
Okay, I like that. Well, with that, are we ready to take some questions?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay, so our first question actually came from Facebook, and this came from a listener, Paul, from a couple of hours ago when he saw that the show was going live. So he beat us to the punch of getting the question early. And Doug, I've already provided you his birthday. His question exactly is, what time frame for all of the family/friends drama to simmer down?
Well, it's not going to be this week unless they all really buckle down and say, okay, I own it, I created it, I'll walk through it. And the more that he can acknowledge with them that they created it by what they've said and how they're doing things, the quicker it moves through the game of life of what they're going through. And at the same time that that's all going on, he himself is changing his energy immensely. So he's turning his energy so around that so people that he's known for a long time will walk right past him because they won't recognize him because he's made such a shift. Because we recognize the energy first, and then we look that way and we see the person and we go, oh, I do know that face. So he's making such a transition that that's a big part of it. He cannot be responsible for everyone else's problems. He's not even responsible for his own kids' problems. That's their doing. They have to look at their life. They have to understand that they created. No one else does it for them. And if they don't like it, they can always uncreate it. That's the magic of it.
That's cool. Zoe, do you want to add anything?
I do. For Paul, everything Doug said, you know, there comes a time, especially in this time period, where we have to decide, you know, not only speak our truth, but where is the reality for me? And he's got to isolate that down and face that part of himself. That being said, I keep hearing 4 to 5 months. This is going to take some time. Part of the process has more to do with Paul letting go and owning only Paul's stuff in the mix and allowing everyone else to do their thing. Paul will recruit probably 2 to 3 people to his perspective, whatever this disenchantment is about. So anyway, he'll get 2 to 3 people. He's not going to be able to affect everyone the way he would love to, ideally, as long as he can come into a place where he accepts that as long as he focuses on himself and does his part, that by itself will effect change within everybody else. Will everyone wake up to this? No, not according to his expectations. But he can see, he will be able to see a better general picture, I would say, by the end of the year this year. He'll have a better idea. It's just going to take time. It's going to take patience on his part. But as long as he stays focused on his growth, he won't notice the time. It'll just fly by. So it'll be okay. Not according to his personal expectation, but it's going to work itself out.
Okay. There you go, Paul. Right. Thanks for the question on Facebook today. And our first live caller, meaning, you know, on the telephone, you know, because everybody's live here, is Diane. Diane, welcome to the show. You are now live with Zoe and Doug. What's your question?
Hi. Thank you very much for being here today and taking my call. My question is, what do I need to do to build my romantic relationship with Brian? Oh, and my birthday is March 24th, 1962, and his is July 27th, 1958.
July 27th. So we have an Aries and a Virgo. So we
Leo.
Have fire. Yeah. Okay. July
27th. No, you said
yeah.
Leo.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought I heard you say
okay.
Virgo. Sorry.
I did, but I was in this month.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So we have fire and then we have fire. So that's very interesting. And Leo is interesting because Leo is generally all about them. Aries is extremely driven, very, very driven. Look out. Aries, the beauty of it is that with motivation, which doesn't require much effort, the blinders are on and you guys hit the go button real quick. So with this being said, and I know Doug's looking at the astrology side of it, what I see, Diane, is definitely a little bit of patience. I see that you are eager to get out of the gate because you feel like you've been sitting in the gate, in the window for a little while here, and the impatience has been growing. It still feels like there's something about the common ground. You two are still, even regardless of how long you've known each other, there is still some common ground that needs to be established. And you're just about there. There's a part, it's cute because it's like you two are actually both very excited. And then there's the part where you're both a little bit blind to each other. And I don't mean that negatively. It's just the learning curve of relationships. So it feels like a little bit of romance will come up. Probably another month, 6 weeks, something like that. It's not going at the speed that you would like for it to. Definitely. And I think you've expressed that just in asking the question. So.
Oh, yeah. It's been going on for a while.
Yes. So, anyway, it feels like it can be there. It's going to be a matter of choice, of course, on both sides of the fence. But something's still holding him back. I can't quite place a finger on it. But anyway, let's see what Doug gets for you astrologically. So that's an interesting combo, fire and fire.
Okay, thank you.
Give me your birthday again, because I missed the date because I heard something else go off.
Sure,
July?
It's March 4th, 62. His
March
birthday
4th,
is 62. July 27th, 58.
Okay. March 24th, 62. I had him completely turned around as far as the years. And I'm going to say that it's not my fault. It was because Zoe jumped in there so quickly and said something about Virgo, and I thought, where the hell did Virgo come from? Actually, you guys have very similar likes. and his is August 58.
It's July 27, 58.
27, well, August, well, it's Leo is what I meant. You have very similar likes as far as what you like as far taste, even down to colors and art and all that kind of stuff. So that's not bad. That's there, that's there. do you know the time day you were born?
Yes, I was born at 2:49 p.m.
Where?
In Lincoln, Nebraska.
In Nebraska, 2:49 p.m. 6 days going to be there. 8:10 going to be there. You've got nice combinations going on. You've got the ability to actually have a strong relationship. You just have to realize that sometimes, you know, the song that said, "Love doesn't come easy."
Yes.
You just have to wait.
Yes, I've been doing
remember
that.
Remember that song, okay? This is not someone that you're going to push easy. You just have to let them take their time.
Okay.
But the combination that you've got going between the two of you is a real strong, strong combination.
Okay.
I think that maybe he's been shot down before and he's a little gun-shy of going too fast.
That's correct. That's part of it, yeah.
And so you just got to give him the time to realize, you know, that he's there. He just doesn't know it yet.
Okay.
It's kind of like
yeah,
cooking
I wasn't
a frog.
Sure if he was there. I kind of felt he was, but that's why I called, to get a second opinion.
Yeah, and I think that this week will actually be amazing how things will come forward. If you take your hand and if you cup your hand, and you dipped it into water, you could probably hold maybe, close to a 3/4 of a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
If you just cup your hand. But if
right.
you take and you put your hand into a fist, how much can you hold?
Nothing.
Okay, well, don't do that to him.
Okay.
You just keep your hand open and cup it, and you'll be amazed. He'll just run around in the palm of your hand and never go anywhere.
Okay.
You get it?
Well, yeah, and I kind of had the feeling that one of my issues to work on this year was patience, and that's been in my face with this gentleman. So that everything
okay.
you've said, all of you've said, has really resonated with me.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
You're
day.
You're welcome.
One of the things I also want to remind everybody is we're early into the show. If you're getting a reading today, number one, thanks for calling in. But number two, if you are really listening to the reading, sometimes really listening has the intent go in one ear and out the other because you're so active in trying to listen that you don't really hear what's being said. So I'm going to encourage you after the show, especially if you've received a reading today, to go back and re-listen to the broadcast on demand because you can fast forward, you can rewind, you can play it 1,000 times if you need to and take notes and then listen to what Doug and Zoe are saying and see how that will resonate with you because, I know when I go and have readings, I'm taking notes all the time because I'm trying to be such a good listener that I don't listen very well. So go back and do that. And I think that you'll find that you'll hear some new nuances to what they are giving out to you today. So our next caller is going to be Kathy. And Kathy, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. My question is about retirement. My husband plans on retiring next year, and I would like to retire in June or at the end of next year, but he's always complaining about money. I don't know what his fear is.
What's your birthday?
12/13/1953.
Okay.
Sagittarius.
Yeah. He's an Aries.
Fire and fire. This is the second round of fire and fire. That's interesting. Well, I don't know about you, Doug, but as far as you retiring, to me,
mm-hmm.
when you were asking the question, I think it's going to be longer than normal. I actually feel and hear and see 2 to 3 years.
For me.
So that can also symbolize, though, you may end up working longer than you would prefer. However, it's not going to be a forever deal. I don't see you working another 5 years, no.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a matter, of course, of him getting used to things, especially with him tiring, because initially it's like, yay, I'm retired, and then what do I do with my time?
Mm-hmm.
So, but with you, you're driven, you're focused. Sagittarius speaks the truth, so you're going to definitely continue speaking up, speaking out, speaking your truth about this. But I feel and see anyway that you're going to work a little bit longer, more so to establish, help him to feel comfortable and to establish the groundwork of this is retirement, this is what it looks like, and here's the foundation for it. So in your marriage, it's like you're the one that's always had to draw the picture and say, okay, here's the chalkboard, here's the chalk, this is what it's going to look like. Oh, okay, and then off he goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been the director, you've been the facilitator for directing, and then he goes with it. So it will still be upon you to come up with the plan, and then that will help to establish his comfort level.
Yeah, because I don't see me, after leaving this job that I'm in, I don't see me retiring. I still see me doing something else.
Yep, you'll probably always be doing something, volunteering, part-time. You'll keep yourself happily distracted, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'll let him go fishing.
Yep, there you go.
What's his birthday?
3/27/1950.
Do you know as far as what your birthday, your time is?
I was born at 10:10 a.m. Utica, New York.
10:10 a.m. 6/8 can be there. 8/10 can be there. Can be there. Oh, nice. There's a lot that's going on, and he is definitely so ready to just say, okay, I'm done doing this. I feel that it's coming faster than going years because of the fact that in your chart, all of a sudden, you are going to feel like money's not as free as what it was. And if it's not as free as what it was, then there's something going on that doesn't feel like cash is flowing like it was. So to me, the change is coming. He's so ready to just move forward. And when I get to October, it feels like there's been a big shift there already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he will just stop, but it's not going to be the way it has been. So you may find that a lot of the toys that you felt you had to have before, they're not a necessity in life. You live simple and things become just magical. You find a lot more things you can do that don't cost all kinds of things, and it seems like you enjoy life a lot more. You get connected with what really is important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense? You can go to a lot of art gallery and just look at art and get lost for a day, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of free stuff we could do.
It doesn't mean that you have to own every piece that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just to be there and to witness it is all that's necessary. And a lot of times if you look at things where you really had to save up to get what you really thought you had to have, right now, a month after you had it, odds are you really weren't concerned where it was because it wasn't that big a thing because you already owned it. It was like you conquered it. So you get over that mentality that I have to have this. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to experience what it is to be able to feel, touch, and smell and go on.
And I think we have everything we need right now.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a wise statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Kathy,
thank you
for your call. Have a great day.
You too.
Happy fishing. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
But you make your big changes always. Kathy, you always make your big changes in April and October. So you look at that. Because I feel like that's where you're going to make a big change coming.
All righty.
Right on. Thanks, Kathy.
Okay.
Okay, and as we're at the half-hour mark, just a real quick reminder that if you'd like to schedule a private reading with Zoe or Doug, you can do that. On the show page today, there's a link to Zoe's website. It's beautiful, redesigned, and super easy to navigate, zoeniklaus.com. Just click the link to do that. And if you'd like to book an appointment with Doug, Doug's phone number is area code 206-769-4924. Again, 206-769-4924. It's on the show page. You don't have to frantically go write it down, but you can if you want, and that's a good thing to do. So you have Doug's number handy. So call and get your private appointment scheduled with them after the show today, and you will have a dedicated time that you don't have to split with anybody else, which is super cool. Our next caller today is Lauren. Lauren, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, first of all, my birthday is December 2nd, 1974, and I was born in Pueblo, Colorado at 10:45 p.m., I think. So there's that. I wanted to ask, when am I going to get a full-time job?
Okay, full-time
job. Or about money. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. To me, what I see and feel is that your money will start to pick up. It's going to be what I see is mid to late September. Things are going to happen for you systematically. Right now, it's like you feel like you're trying to marry apples and oranges and then tools from the garage, and nothing is working. Does that sound about right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And it's just been quite frustrating for you. Part of it is you have been kind of like chosen to be part of the flow that's going on right now. You're evolving spiritually. So your priorities, your values are changing right now. And this is a reason, not the only reason, but a singular reason why. Because the more you're changing on the inside, the outside of you says, okay, you know, I was an admin assistant for X number of years. And because I know how to do that, I'm going to go back and do that again because I know how to do it. And then it's like everything has changed. The rules have changed. Corporations are changing. Everything is changing right now because why you're changing. So part of it is not quite having the clarity. And you would say to me, oh, no, I know exactly I'm going to do A, B, and C. And with the times that we're in, especially right now, where people in general are being asked to stand up and speak your truth, you will find that there may be a variation of what you actually end up getting. For example, if it's an office position and you wanted to be, say, the office manager, you will still be working in an office, but it might be as a data analyst instead because of what your brain is capable of, which is you have a very sharp mind. So this is part of what's going on. So over the next 30 days, what I see for you is you're going to be calibrating, meaning you're going to get sharper. You may not necessarily change your goals of the direction you're going, but the opportunity waiting on the other side of it will be slightly different. And just know that it will actually be using your talents, your gifts, more so than what you realize. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Let's see what Doug has to say.
I'm looking at this, feels like when I get to September or March, that's where you make your major big changes. That's where you start things. That's where you end things. Is that pretty much correct?
I don't really know that.
Have you ever been in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. When did they start?
Well, my husband and I, our anniversary is March 24th.
Okay. Nicely said, right. So, you're not out of this feeling like money's tight, and it's not like you're going to get out of it right away. But I do feel like something's opening up for you real soon. So when I get into the September-October period, I feel like you have already step forward and started to make things happen for yourself. And the quicker that you want to start it to come forward, you simply start telling yourself you already have it. When you say things, and I am in the perfect job, doing the perfect thing that makes me happy, doors open up for you.
Okay.
Once you decide what it is that you want to be doing, where you want to take it, how you're going to go with it, and not necessarily that you have to go back with what you have done before. Remember what Zoe just said, all the rules have changed and all the things are different than what they used to be. But things are definitely starting to move in a different direction and starting to open. So you start to create it in your own mind what it is that you would like to do that really makes you happy in doing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because you like, you like talking, you like being the teacher, you like people's headlights going on. So look how you can do something where you're doing that, where you're actually helping people to learn.
Yeah, I was an investigator before, and now I just do, on the side, I just do wine sales because my dad got sick and I moved back to Colorado, and my job didn't transfer me, which was great. And now I'm just looking into maybe doing counseling or social work or something like that. So I'm just, you know, I don't have my master's, and so I'm just looking to go in that direction, but I always stop myself because it's hard to get into that when you don't have your master's. So.
Don't be surprised if you don't just write the book, okay?
Okay.
And you can teach from it, but I personally feel that you're a teacher that needs to teach, so go with it.
All right. Good to know.
And what counseling and all of that is teaching. You get it?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
There we go.
And you've got stories that can make quite a bit of knowledge for people to learn from.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Uh-huh. You too.
Okay. And here we go. We're ready to rock and roll. Our next caller is Marissa. And Marissa, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
I'm actually calling to see if maybe you'd be able to tell me if you're going to conceive or get pregnant soon.
Okay. Can you repeat the question? I couldn't hear that very well.
I couldn't hear it either.
You were going to conceive or get pregnant soon.
Okay. Let's see here. And tell me your first name again, please.
Marissa.
Marissa. Okay. Let's see here, Marissa. Based on what I see, it's going to be a little while longer yet. And will there be a place and time where you do conceive? It does look like it, yes. It will take a little bit of time. Quickly share a story regarding a situation like yours. A woman came to me, it's been a little over a year ago, and she and her husband were having the same issue and had been for over 6 years. And she ended up having a short session with me. Whatever their past life issues were cleared up, and she was pregnant 7 weeks later, and now they have a five-month-old boy, little baby boy. So anything is possible, and if you are interested, I believe she had only a 15-minute session, and things were cleared up, and she has the actual living proof of it. So I do see different things going on with your chemistry, but it looks like you've been working on correcting that as well. So anyway, in real time, it feels like it's going to be another 6-7 months yet before something happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what Doug has to say.
What's your birthday, hon?
March 10th, 1987.
77? 87. Oh, have you ever heard if you let go and let God, magic happens? You're so intense about getting pregnant that you have to just forget about it and say whatever. And when you do, I think that's going to be a big part of it because you have a significant entity coming in as far as next year. It's coming fast, so you just relax.
I know that Zoe worked with this person, and I know the result. I think that it's great that she can do that shift of energy like that. So I'm not saying no to that. I think that's wonderful. But she knows how to go in there and get things changed for you so that you aren't so uptight. Because right now it just feels like you're a wrapper so tight and intent on being pregnant that it's unreal. And you can't get pregnant if you're so excited and determined like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have a little one that's coming big time. You just got to relax. I know that's coming. I have good friends that they went and adopted a baby, and as soon as they adopted the baby, they got it home, and 2 months later, she was pregnant.
Okay.
That's the way it always happens.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So just have a session with Zoe, because I think that it will help you a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Marissa. Have a great day. And here's kind of the call cue for how we're going to be taking our calls. So if I pre-screened you, Lisa, you're next. We're going to then have and Kanksha next. After that, Cindy, David, James, and Tonetta. And then we'll see how much more time we have left in the show. So if we've got you on there, hang tight because we're going to get to you. And our next caller is Lisa, and you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question? Lisa, you're finally up. Well, maybe not. We're going to put her back on hold. Okay, so we'll come back to Lisa. So our next caller is Nkanksha, and you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is about a job shift. I'm looking for a change to London. And I was hoping if you can see some time frame around that.
So you are looking at moving to London, and you're looking at a time frame. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. For what I get, it will be less than a year. It looks like you've done some of the legwork. You have a big change coming, though. It looks like end of October, beginning of November, on a personal level. And this will help with your motivation, because this is something that you wanted for this to happen, and it will. However, you feel like there's been some steps missing as far as how to make it happen so that it goes simple and easy and smoothly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so the time frame I'm getting for you, Kanksha, it looks like probably it's going to be into next year at the soonest. It looks more like I get a feel of like springtime, somewhere between spring and early summer is when I see you actually shifting. It will happen. It looks like there's a lot of teeth pulling for some reason, meaning that these little details are taking longer than normal. Again, with the influence that we're under right now. Yeah, it feels like you've been walking through mud, even though you know exactly where you're walking to. It feels like it's 2 feet ahead of you, but it's just taking forever. So with all of these delays, and especially with the conditions of the world, it's going to be what I see anyway is about springtime. Let's see what Doug gets for you on that.
What's your birthday, hon?
It's 30th October, 91.
30th, say it again, 31? Of the
30th October.
I'm missing what you said. Oh, of October. Okay. 91. Okay.
And the time is 9:50.
And where were you born?
In Delhi, India.
Okay. Thank you.
things are going to be chopping forward here big time as far as from here through the end of this year. When we get around as far as into the new year,
yes,
I don't think that you're going to make it before the year is done. It's really, it would be that you would have to get it done in December if you're going to pull it off. So I don't know if you're that quick to pull it together and go. I'm not going to say it's impossible, because it's definitely possible. Anything's possible once you decide that it's going to be. A big part of this delay has all been as far as with the euro unit breaking down. And with Britain coming out of that, this is going to open up doors as far as where things are going to be created within that country that were blocked before. If that all makes sense. It's a bigger picture than just you itself. And as that opens up, this is going to free up movement as far as where they're going to need more people to do different things. Because you can already go there and live there with no problem if you wanted to. Right?
Okay. Yes.
I mean, you're as far you're not blocked because of a green card, is what I'm saying. You could go there right now and start doing things if you knew that it was open and going. So,
yes, but I need some sort of confirmation. That's the only thing.
Well, I'm going to say if you focus on it real hard and really dig in, you could be there as far as by the end of the year. Otherwise, I think that you're going to have to wait until it comes around, until we get into somewhere after the springtime.
Okay.
It's just, it would be hard pushed, but you can definitely pull it off. But you would really have to be in a strong focus, and you would have to be in contact with people over there on a regular basis to get your foot in the door.
Okay, yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Because more things happen because of who we know, but not what we know. When you know someone there, that opens up a door for you.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Good luck
to
you. Keep us posted. Let us know next month that you've bought your ticket and you're on your way.
Yes, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. So, you know, you bring up an important point here, Doug, is that, you know, so much, you know, it's great that you need a job, or it's great that, you know, whatever's happening, you can blindly apply online for a million jobs. But, you know, ultimately it's about, you know, a lot of times it's about relationships and who you know and who knows you. Or a lot of times it's not who you know. It's, again, it's who knows you, and, you know, leveraging those opportunities as well. So, you know, if you're out there, you know, what's your network look like too? So. Anyway,
that's true.
That's a little side commentary. Our next caller is coming from Cindy. Cindy, thank you for being patient and waiting. You're now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Thank you very much. Well, some insight on where the safest place is going to be for my family and I to move. I'm trying to make a residential move, and every place I have found, I'm looking in a huge area. To keep the possibilities open, and the doors keep closing before I can raise the money to move. They get, you know, they're gone. I'm wondering if I'm looking in the right direction. And I know with a lot of the upcoming future events just going on within our country, I'm concerned about where the safest place is going to be, if you can direct me from which direction from where I am now I should be looking. For my family.
Where are you right now?
I'm in North Florida.
Well, get out of there.
I'm trying. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make a residential move. I've been being stalked by an ex-boyfriend who's nuts.
Would you consider moving inland?
Yes.
Okay. I would suggest real strong going into the Kansas, Missouri area. That's a very safe place as far with what's going to be coming, because the coastline, for the most part, are going to get wiped out. The water levels are going to change. We've got earthquakes that are going to be happening big time. Out here on the West Coast, if you want to go out there in the water and look at the earthquakes that are happening, they're happening 20 to 40 a day. And that can change the coastline real fast if everything all of a sudden buckles. And the Madrid fault line is going to make the Mississippi get as wide as 50 miles in some parts. So look at that area where I said Kansas, Missouri, the Ozark area, that's a real big rock there that's real solid and definitely a place that's worth looking at. If you dig into it, you would find that even the top geologists in the world are retiring there because they know that it's a safe area.
Do you see that we're going to be... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you see that we're going to be going, you know, there's a lot of information online and we really don't know exactly what's going to happen, but they're preparing. Do you see that we're going to go under martial law and they're going to have a blackout with the EMP?
We've been in martial law since 1761, so don't talk about going into. We've been in martial law since 1761, okay? That has never really changed. So don't go into that fear part of that life, of the fact that it's all going to happen this way and they're going to start gathering up people and all. Their time period on that has already changed. So that's not going to happen that way.
You keep the focus
that that's going to be fine. But the concerns that I have is more of
the power grid going out?
No. If the power grid goes down, it's going to be because of the earth that have happened. But you can do a lot without having to have electricity. I don't know if you've ever lived without it, but it's very possible to live without electricity.
Okay. That's why I was wondering if I need
to... I've been there.
Where to spend... I have to, and I didn't know if I should start focusing on, solar-powered... generator, solar power stuff when I do move, but I want to go to a safe, get my family to a safe location. And then
a lot has changed. You go online and dig into the Keshe Foundation and look at the Keshe Foundation with what they have brought forward as far as to the public. This changes the scenario for everyone from what has been. And the old regime of what has been carried out for years is all going to go down. So things are going to change. There's no question about that. We're in a big change coming up. But I don't see it as being a negative.
What kind of changes do you see? Are you talking about with the government and as far as, do you see the United Nations taking over?
Truth comes to the surface. Truth comes to the top. The United States of America Inc. is bankrupt. They are done. And that is all folding in. And people don't even realize that for quite some time we've been operating under a system that has nothing to do with America. And you are not part of United States of America. You are part of America. There's a big difference. The true essence of United States of America Corporation sits in D.C. and that's it. That's the only power that it really has is in D.C. because D.C. is not part of the United States of America. It is a privately owned entity in itself, just like the Vatican is not part of Italy. So you need to dig a little deeper if you're going to start going into the fear factor that you're playing with. There's way too much to talk about.
I don't want to live in fear. I just want to be prepared and have my family safe.
Okay.
And not ignore changes.
First thing I would do is move off the coastline because you have more of a fear factor of the fact that the lowland is not going to be a good place to be. And Florida, for the most part, is not very high.
Okay.
As far as above sea level.
Okay.
Okay, Cindy, it's time to move on. But thank you for your call.
Thank you.
There we go. And I will tell you, Doug, I'm going to stay right here in Huntington Beach. And if that means I'm washed away, it means I'm washed away. So it's been nice knowing everybody. But I'll have a nice suntan while this all happens.
Okay. Very good.
Well, Huntington Beach is a little higher.
It is a little bit higher.
Below sea level in some places.
Yeah. Well, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. And there's nothing, you know, I can fight it all I want, but it'll be my time to go when it's time to go. So
that's right.
On that happy note, our next caller is Samantha. And Samantha, you're now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show. And what's your question?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really wanted to know about relationships. I'm not currently in one now, but I really have come to a realization that I want to get out there and definitely see if there's a great mature love coming in for me, and I was wondering what you guys see involving that.
Sure.
And I actually live in Florida, funny enough, so I'm like, really? Are you going to let this draw on us?
You might want to move out of Florida.
What's your birthday on?
March 21st, 1988.
Okay. Go ahead, Zoe.
All righty. So, Samantha, it's interesting that there's a lot of Aries, a lot of fire calling in today. Interesting. So, what I see for you, Samantha, is this. You have this idea, and it is good. It's good to look at more items in the grocery store, shall we say, before you decide on your purchase. So, the same time frame is coming up, and maybe Doug can explain it. I don't know. But I see something for you 7 to 8 months from now. Now, what does that mean? It means that you may find that you probably will take yourself on some dates. You're going to be looking around a little bit. There will be a certain someone that does capture your attention that you feel like you're going to want to follow this rabbit down the rabbit hole. So anyway, I see 7 to 8 months from now, you will actually be connected with a certain someone. I don't know that it's the end all be all, but it will be a good relationship to learn from. It's possible that it can go into the next level, and those details, Doug can take it away from there. But that's what I'm seeing is going, it'll be sometime in early to mid 2017 for you.
Okay. Pretty accurate. You're coming into your Saturn return, and Saturn return is where you have to take responsibility about who you are and what you are, and really take ownership of yourself. And in doing so, it will bring some of the most significant people you've ever met in your life will come into your world. And generally, when you go into your Saturn return, it means that you will take and move, you will change your career, you will do all sorts of things, but getting married is one of those things that happens. So it's about that time period, as far as 6 months out, where you're going to be going into it big time. You can start to feel it now, but it's not as intense as what it's going to be. 6 months forward, you're starting to really feel it. 6 months after that, you're in the heat of it. So once that Saturn comes up over the top of your Saturn, it definitely makes you feel it. It's like when Saturn comes up and bumps us to start with, it's like someone came up behind us and snapped their finger in the back of our head, and we go, oh, well, what was that? And then it gets up there where it really gives you a good hit, and you feel like someone walked up behind you and hit you with a 2x4. And when it crosses over, if you didn't move then, it's like they bring in that great big ball that breaks down buildings so that you get it. And it wakes you up, and then you move on. So when you decide that you've got to move, that's where you're in the heat of everything really happening. Because generally people will make a move that will be right around 500 miles minimum from where they are.
Oh,
and it's not necessarily that you have to move that far, but you will change everything in your world. You'll change your career. You'll look at everything totally differently.
Okay.
And career could be in the same field. It means you have to take a great big step up, and it means a huge step up. Okay?
Oh. Okay.
Thanks, Samantha.
Thank you.
Have
so
a great
much.
Day. Appreciate your call. We're going to try to go back to Lisa now and see if we can get Lisa back on the line. And again, if you want to schedule an appointment with Zoe or Doug, their contact information is right here on the show page. Doug has his phone number up there, the 206-769-4924, and Zoe has her website, zoeniklaus.com. Just click on that, fill out your information, tell them that you heard them on the show, and you want to get your own private reading with them. And they can help you over the phone, on Skype, or in person as well, like they are Tuesday nights. Shameless plug once again, Zoe and Doug, where are you every Tuesday?
We are at Karina's Bakery in Tacoma, Washington. It's situated right with what's called the Grand Theater, the Grand Cinema. And it's a lovely, locally owned, local business coffee shop. So we love supporting the local business owners. And it's first come, first serve. So come join us. We're there from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Have some coffee. They have wonderful, delicious scones, among many other yummy, yummy goodies. So, yeah, come on down and see us. We'd love to see you.
If I were up there,
they will serve alcohol if you wanted.
Well, there you go. And if I were up there, I would probably be eating one of everything that's in their bakery case, because I've seen pictures of their bakery, and it looks delicious. So you've got to go see Zoe and Doug if you're up in the area. Okay, Lisa, we're going to try again. Lisa, you're live with Zoe and Doug.
Hi, hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go
ahead, please.
I think I was on mute. On my end. So do you see a move for me? Do you think that would be a good thing?
A physical geographic move. And
yeah,
whereabouts are you currently?
I'm in Arizona, but I'm thinking about 4 hours away.
Uh-huh. And is that going to go west for you?
West. I'm trying to think where that would be. Just west.
Are you thinking more in California?
Ultimately, I think. On
thank
the
you. You too.
Uh-huh.
All right.
As far as a move, what I see for you is actually the opposite direction. I see you looking more into New Mexico. We'll see what that gets when he gets to you, but I see you actually going the opposite direction. There's something there. Could be Utah, but I don't think so. I'm feeling more like New Mexico or even Texas, one of the two, but New Mexico is jumping out. Would it help you? Yeah, because right now, with your world and your life, you feel stuck, you feel stagnant. And the history of where you're at currently, it feels like you have fulfilled everything and then some. So you feel like you're just going from day to day to day, feeling bored.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. It's not been exciting for you. Part of the reason to go the opposite direction has more to do with your spiritual development, should you choose to go that route.
Yes. You're right on, yeah.
There's something in New Mexico, and it's not just the touristy spot where all the movie stars live. There's more to it than that. And what I see you doing in the future is you would be there at least for a little while, and then you may move more north from there after a period of time, but it looks like you feel ready to get in touch with the different cultural sides of you that have their own calling. For example, if you are part Native American, if you have historically Mayan blood, there's something with your bloodline that you want to pursue. And because this is very much, it will be very much part of your whole entire life, this is why you're going to surprise yourself and take a step in this opposite direction. Because what you're coming into knowing is this, you're starting to wake up, you're starting to realize, okay, I need to get a foundation going under me, and it's not called just a job. It's called
right,
who are you
right.
inside. So you're remaking yourself, you're re-canvassing, you're redoing a whole bunch of things within you. For you to stop and get yourself connected spiritually and plug in, your life is going to finally make sense to you. And from there, then your life will finally feel like it can start to move more rapidly. But that's what I see for you. I see you making a decision and taking this journey of who are you on the inside and getting connected with how you define your spirituality. Does that make sense?
Wow. Wow. You know, it resonates because I am searching, and I just started with a new company that's international, and they do have places in New Mexico and also Texas. So I could easily stay with them if I wanted, if I just, you know, decided to do that. I do many different jobs, but the main one, yeah. Wow, that is so cool. Thank you for... Oh, thank you.
Sure, we'll pass you over to Doug here.
I felt like it was spot on. I don't feel like I have to add a thing, because when she said, were you moving west? I thought, no, you're going the other direction. So I'm going to say that Zoe just nailed it to a T right there.
Okay,
you're thinking
thank
California.
You.
You're thinking California because the lifestyle and everything, and there's very fun perks about it. But for you personally, where you're at, the direction is opposite. So.
And you won't get to spend that much time with Garrett anyway, even though he's a fun person. He's way too busy.
That's right.
I was thinking like bodies of water, you know, being closer to bodies of water. Where I'm at, there's no such thing. You know, it's very limited.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got swimming pools there, Lisa, but that's about it.
Yeah,
you can always make a mud puddle.
There we go.
Yeah.
Or the Salt River, which has no water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've had some haboobs this in the last week or two, so it wouldn't surprise me if you get a little bit of pool time or river time. So anyhow, Lisa, thanks for your call. Good luck to you. Keep us posted
on
what's going on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so our next caller is David. David, welcome to the show. You are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the program, and what's your question?
Well, good morning, and there's nothing I hate in the world more than being unoriginal, but I'm a fire sign calling about a possible move. So I'm terribly embarrassed. Because it seems like everyone's calling about a move, and everyone's a fire sign. So I'm currently in Palm Springs. I basically live on the San Andreas Fault, and that doesn't scare me at all. But you know, I'm just kind of bored here, and I don't know where to go or what to do with my life, and just seeing if there's any calling in the wind.
What's your birthday, David?
I think it's August 2nd, 1963.
Okay.
That's what my parents
say. Do you know the time of day you were born?
You know, they say the evening, but I've had lots of astrology readings done, and none of them have ever been accurate.
Okay,
so
I don't think
my parents are telling the truth. And I don't have a copy of my birth certificate, so.
And you didn't look at the clock, so we won't go there.
Well, I might have been, but my brother brags about the fact that she was actually smoking while she was delivering me, so I probably couldn't see the clock through all the smoke.
And you're a comedian too.
Well, I do know how to tell a story. That's true. But we have a short amount of time here, and I know there are other callers. So,
okay, that's funny as hell.
Let's see, David.
I can go ahead and shoot through this.
Yeah, go.
You're changing your energy so much that it's unreal. So you're making such a shift within yourself that you will move out of there. I don't question that you're going to move out of there. And I'm not so concerned about the San Andreas Fault Line. I think if we're going to go into that realm, I'd be more concerned about the people in the Washington, Oregon area than I am that, because that fault line up here is worse than the one down there.
Right.
It's the transition, though, that you're going to go to is coming out of what seems like being in the heat and being in a situation where you're more in a neutral, cool kind of, it's like if I go up to Flagstone, I've got a different type of temperature altogether.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
From going from Flagstone to Phoenix, there's a huge shift as far as what happened. But this is what it feels like to me. It's like I've got more of a seasonal thing going on around you.
Okay.
So I definitely feel like you're going to be moving. I don't even question that. Time-wise, I would say that by the time this year is done, I don't know if you're going to bother staying there because you're getting bored with the whole scene there. There's too many old people there.
No, well, I've never been part of a scene, but
go ahead, Zoe.
Okay. This is all interesting. What I feel for you is what I keep seeing and getting is that it's a phrase, reverse snowbird. So you don't be surprised if you end up keeping your spot there. You might rent it out or, you know, you might just be there 3 months out of the year and elsewhere. I do see you gravitating more north. I keep hearing Minnesota, it might be Minnesota, Minneapolis, up north in that area where you're going to start traversing to and figure things out. And if not Minnesota, it's going to be one of the more northern central states. But I do feel that you're going to keep your place there in Palm for a while, first of all, to have a place to go. Secondly, so you can get comfortable and wrap your mind around where are you going exactly. And then when you're comfortable with your decision, then you'll probably think about, you know, selling your place or moving on, whatever, permanently out of Palm. But right now you're kind of established there. I do see that it's boring for you. You have stretched things out and fulfilled it as much as you're going to in this life. So don't be surprised if you go to a cooler place, more city living style, because you like to be more so around the heartthrob of things. Does that make sense?
Right now I can't imagine living in Minnesota, but I actually grew up in Michigan, so that's kind of close.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's it. I don't know that you want to go back to Michigan, though. It doesn't feel like it, but yeah. Anyway, that's the info that I get for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks, David. Have a great day today.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Our next caller.
And get original.
Yeah, and get original, please. Now, David's appearing at Chuckle Hut this Friday night. You know, a 2-drink minimum, and he'll give you free tickets. He'll comp your tickets when you get in there. Okay. So, James, you are our next caller with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm also a fire sign. That's amazing. Yeah.
Which one are you?
Fire sign. I think
we
I'm
have
a little more sensitive.
System.
Yeah. I might be more of a sensitive fire sign, but I am a fire sign. So my date of birth is March 30th, 1985, and I live here in Miami Beach, Florida.
nice area. Fun to visit.
Fun to visit, exactly. Visit. And I was born 10:38 in the morning.
Where?
In, same place, Miami Beach. So I've been here all my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so my question, I've been doing a lot to send out the intentions of just a change in life, a change in pace, a change in rhythm. I feel good emotionally and mentally, but I'm wondering if the universe is showing you all or the spirit is showing you all as to how I can keep the momentum going. And so this is somewhat, I guess, a question more of a life direction, so to speak. You know, I'm just really anxious for, you know, this momentum to just keep going. And I feel as if I've outgrown a lot of my environment.
Okay. You have. I know Doug will touch on this more, but you know, when we approach and then go through the Saturn return, we come out of it far different than what we realize. Our values change. The things that used to be important to us changes. So your values are changing. So now, while you were born and raised in one place, it no longer resonates because you're no longer of that vibration. So it's interesting today that it is about fire signs and moves, because the fire, of course, the fire is being definitely prompted to move, get the movement going on. So if you haven't thought about it already, James, you are probably going to end up considering moving up and out of Florida, although it is your home state, so I do see some reluctance with that. As far as your life direction, it feels more like your calling. You have a calling for humanity. You would be someone to go up into New York City, to go down into Harlem, and do what is needed to volunteer and put forth efforts. You are a humanitarian, and this is a need within you that needs to be fulfilled. You're a philanthropist as well. I see you eventually, you'll be writing a book, almost like a street prophet. You know, years ago there was the one book novel that came out called Street Lawyer, amazing book. And even though it's quote-unquote just a novel, the ideas that this man manifested for himself was just amazing. So you are, to me, what it feels like here in this, you've entered a magical window where you are looking at this philanthropist side of you, the humanitarian side of you. You're looking at changing completely. It's almost like when you move, and you will choose a different state to move to, you're going to be turning into a quote-unquote different person. But are you really different, or is it you responding to this new vibrational shift? Mm-hmm. That's what it is for you. And mm-hmm. so you have a deeper inner calling that, for where you're at, it's just simply no longer being fulfilled. You know, right. it's a great place. You've been there all. You're comfortable. You're familiar. And you're simply saying, I am bored, and this is not serving me anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if you move more so up into the Carolinas. You might go inland a little bit. And today, Texas, for some reason, keeps coming up. Oh, I don't know that you'd really want to move to Texas, but at the same time, it's a huge place. But I see you finally, you getting in touch with your spirituality has more to do with you being able to express the humanitarian and philanthropist within you. Because you have a couple of books in you waiting to be written. You also have a very strong scientific mind. And so this is the part of you that likes to analyze, and you are one of these crystal children. So your energies are saying, okay, there's these problems. There's this specific problem with humanity. And even though it's going to take a whole bunch of people to figure this out, I'm going to do my part, and I'll start with me. And I will begin to effect change as one person. And, you know, when we do this, it does shift the energies big time. You know, for every positive thought we have, that helps to elevate the vibration on the planet. So this is the direction that you're going. And, boy, it's a lot of information coming in fast. You process things so quickly. You're like a professor. Scholar. And if you're not currently a professor, I see you on the educational side. You are going to use your knowledge. You keep feeling like, shoot, I missed the bus. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have gone this far. And it's like all that self-talk, shift that, change that, because all of that knowledge will be used. And there will be a point in about 5 years where you will have started your own nonprofit or your own foundation of some kind, having to do with teenagers and also homeless people. So thank you in advance, because you are a fellow light worker, and you're going to be out there doing your part. So
I'm
excited for you.
Spot on.
It's extremely powerful. I'm very excited for you. So.
Wow.
I think that's all I've got. Yeah. So I'll hand you over to Doug. Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't catch your time of day. I'm sorry.
No, it's 10:38 A.M.
A.M. or A.M.?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be H10. Going to be. Okay. You are extremely psychic in your own right. And you need to look at that. You are, when Zoe said that you like to take care of people, you really do. You like to nurture them. You like to be there. It's like playing the daddy figure for everyone. So go with that. Don't be shy about going with it. It also feels like when you make your big changes, it's like in June and then again in December.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that's where you make your big changes. So you're not that far away from making a big jump and really going for things and making things happen. When you start saying everything in the moment or staying in the moment, and you're doing it in the now with I am, I have, you'll be amazed how you move things that much faster. So when you start saying, I have whatever it is, move to such and such a place, the perfect place is open for me now. I am doing the perfect job as far as whatever that is that you want to be. You will move there that much faster. Sit down and write out everything you want to accomplish in your life, just saying I am and I have, and watch how quickly you go through that list. The word want can never appear on that list. So want will keep you in the future. You just simply say, I have, I am. And write it out, crystallize your thinking, and you'll be amazed how you move through everything on that list that you write down. Okay?
That's perfect. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks,
and I think
James.
You're extremely psychic, and you feel
Thank
energy
you.
Big time. If I was around you and you said, we got to get out of this place, I would go real fast. Did you know when the vibrations changed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
And I am excited to take a question from the Blog Talk chat room now. How do you like that? Okay.
Sounds
so we
lovely.
Have a question. Okay. So Katie is asking a question, and Katie says, I'm thinking of a career change. I want to see... she wants to do a dessert business and a restaurant. Is this going to be successful for me? That question comes from Katie out of the Blog Talk chat room.
Cool. I see her doing that already. And so I don't know. It's probably just experience in the industry leading into that. I see and feel very positive things about that. Her blog currently is her being in her own way, and that's okay. You know, she'll move around that, and we'll need to get her birth date information in just a moment, but I see it coming about for her probably in the next 4 to 5 months, where she gets all the I's dotted and T's crossed. She's put in the legwork, and if it's already up and moving, it's going to gain a new momentum. But she is very good at what she does, and she knows how to orchestrate running a business, especially in the food industry. She does get it. So because she's got the experience and the dynamics and her creativity, she could probably have any kind of business, get it organized, and have it running like a well-greased wheel. So I feel it's positive. I feel like by the time 2017 comes around, that she'll be up and moving and ready to go.
And Katie's birthday, just for Doug's benefit here, is December 26th, 1976.
Capricorn.
76. She's ready to go right now. So she just has to accept the fact that she's already done it. And when she accepts, instead of saying, I want to do this, just simply say, I am doing it, she is off and going.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Katie. We want free samples.
Yes, we do.
I love chocolate.
Yeah, there we go. So we need to have an update, so let us know. Okay, we're winding down. We've got about 10 minutes left. We've got a bunch of other callers here on the line. So let's go to Tanetta. And Tanetta, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is about my love life and my future. I would like to know if there's going to be a reconnection with me and Dan, and if things are going to work into something serious here.
Okay. As you're asking this question, a reconnection with Dan, it feels like it's going to be a little while yet. It feels like there may be some conversation, what have you. I'm unsure of the romantic spark based on what I'm seeing. I think it's possible because within there, I actually see a wedding ring. So it's possible, but at the same time, you feel like you've been flirting with a ghost, so to speak. He moves at his own pace. He's like a turtle. Does that make sense?
Yes, he's in and out with other people, coming back, in and out. But my mom said on her deathbed back in 2013, right before she died, she was having deathbed visits. She said that you and Dan got married. That's good. And then she died.
Well, that's interesting. I think it will come about in time. It's just going at its own pace right now. And again, he's a little bit of a turtle. Let's see what Doug gets for you.
Okay.
What's your birthday, hon?
August 29th, 1974.
29th. What time of day were you born?
2 p.m.
Where?
Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. What's his birthday, by the way?
7/6/76.
7/6/76. So you like him younger?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving you a bad time. Yeah, 6/8 there. 46 is going to be there. You guys got a nice combination. So I think it's very, very strong that you can pull this together. You just remember when I said before, as far if you take your hand and scoop up water, you can hold like a third of a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you close your hand tight and make a fist, how much can you hold?
Nothing.
That's right. So don't put your hand on him like that where you hold on to him that tight. You give him all the room to run around the palm of your hand and he'll never go anywhere. Everyone else is trying to grab him and hold on to him. He's good looking.
Right.
And so you just give him all the freedom that he needs to just walk around the palm of your hand and he'll never go anywhere from you. And he'll realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
A little bit, yes.
If you try to tighten up the reins too quickly on him, he'll be gone. He won't stay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just give him that space, and whatever, when you're ready, I'm here. He'll be there.
Okay.
But I do think that you guys are going to end up together. It just feels that way.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Tanetta.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good to hear your voice again.
You.
And our next caller, we're going to try to take one more after this. So just depending upon time, hang tight. We've got Prim next. And Prim, you're on with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show. And what's your question?
Hi there. Hello. Okay. I'll break it up because I'm an earth sign and I'm from.
That's not our problem.
Well, I'm just saying, Texas is a cool place to be.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
What's your birthday, honey?
My birthday is August 30, 73. And I sure would love some information on what's coming up because I keep hearing that this opportunity is coming up and I cannot miss them, but I don't know what they are and it's like making me so nervous. I want to stay on my path.
Opportunity in which way? Do you mean with career or with love life?
I have no idea.
Well,
I'm very open.
Okay. All right. So first of all, 73. Okay. What's jumped out at me immediately has more to do with career. And what I see for you career-wise is there will be a shift or a change. It's going to be either a lateral move or you just come to a place where you decide you're finished working for this kind of company or this company in particular because something else will come up for you. And also be open to the universe, be open to creator, whatever is coming your way. You're going to have, I see this as being work-wise, you have a time and a opportunity of personal development as well for your own spiritual development. I do see you slowly thinking about and or picking up some interest in the esoteric field, such as what we're doing today.
Yeah.
So I see you expanding probably more in the esoterics than anything. Because like a previous caller, there is a part of you that is trying to get reconnected with your spirituality. In fact, you're more so at a place of defining it and realizing there's more to the world than this, you know, fundamental religion or whatever. So you are on a self-searching journey right now. And take your time with it. Do research of all kinds of things. Inform yourself, get yourself educated, because it's not just one thing. The field of esoterics and metaphysics is pretty wide open. And also, you have a scientific mind as well, which is why for you, the X's and O's always must add up. So that's okay. There is a time and place to engage that gift is what it is. And so in metaphysics, you'll be able to see that and do that. So one person for you to look at is Nikola Tesla and also Albert Einstein. That's what I'm getting. That's where you're going to start to expand your own person even more so here in the upcoming weeks and months. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's funny because I have been watching a few movies on Tesla.
Oh, okay. Well, continue. Because there's information in there for you because you're learning about energy. And you're going to be eventually working with energy. But keep watching that because this is where your mind naturally goes to, which is why you are of a scientific mind. And watching the scientists, Tesla, Einstein, will teach you so much more about life. It'll be, and I'm sure you're already learning that right now. So.
And we've got about a minute left.
Okay, go.
I think that you are in a great space. You're going to be happy as all get out coming up here. You'll be very lighthearted after the 9th of September. So don't be shy about just engaging life and asking the universe to bring it forward to you, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. Won't
you.
Miss out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prim, for your call.
Thank
for
you.
Everybody else that we didn't get to today, I'm thrilled that you called in. I'm sorry we're out of time. We usually only do an hour show, but with Zoe and Doug, it's a 90-minute spectacular. If you would like to book your private reading with Zoe or Doug, their contact information is right here on the show page. You can go to Zoe's website, zoeniklaus.com, and fill out your 411, tell her that you heard her on the show, and that you want the... you know, your own private reading. Doug's phone number, 206-769-4924, is on the show page also. So if you can't write it down right now, just go back and click later on, and you can always write it down when you can. Call either of them, set up your private appointment, and do that. Each of you, you got 10 seconds. Do you want to say goodbye or leave a lasting word of wisdom for the day?
Go, 10 seconds.
Yep. And peace be still. Enjoy, everyone. Enjoy your moment. Stay in your moment. Because this is where the seeds of wisdom pop in. And we get in such a fast-forward thinking mode. Stop, sit still, peace be still. Get in tune with yourself. There you go.
Doug?
Stay in the now.
Stay in the now. There we go, everybody.
That's the magic.
That is your show. Book your appointment with Zoe and Doug today. And thank you for being part of Rated G Radio. We will see you live Friday morning on the Friday Dance Party. Have a great day, everybody. Don't drive. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.